this deal. They've made no bones
about
that.
Some people do. No. The former head of Shin Bet believes it's a good deal. The former head of the Mossad believes it's a good deal.
The prime minister does not like this deal.
Well, the prime minister doesn't. I understand that. But there are lots of people in Israel who understand this is the best way to proceed in order to roll back Iran's program and make Israel safer.
Do you think because many in Israel, including the prime minister, are very uncomfortable with this deal, that it's now making it more likely than 2 years ago, for example, that Israel might attempt some unilateral action, military or cyber attack, against Iran?
Well, I think that'd be an enormous mistake, a huge mistake, with grave consequences for Israel and for the region, and I don't think it's necessary. The fact is that we will have, for 15 years, a restraint on Iran that absolutely prevents it from developing a weapon. They can't enrich beyond 3.67%. You can't make a bomb at 3.67%. They will only have 300 kilograms of a stockpile of enriched uranium. You can't make. They will have inspections on a daily basis in their enrichment facilities.
If the Israelis are not convinced,
we're confident
and they take that action, where would it leave us? Would we support Israel? Would this treaty go up in smoke?
Well, if they bombed them, sure, I presume Iran would then have a reason to say, well, this is why we need a bomb. And what Iran will decide to do is dig deeper, because Israel does not have the ability, nor do we, to stop unless we went to all-out war and literally annihilated Iran, which I don't hear people talking about. So if you proceed along a normal, reasonable military operation, you're talking about rolling their program back for 2 to 3 years. Then what do you do? And if you did that, what will Iran's response be? Most likely to decide, now you've proven why we need a bomb, and they will dig deeper and go out and get it. What people forget is, this is not something that may happen in the future, Matt. Iran already has enough fissile material for 10 to 12 bombs. They haven't decided to make it. They haven't done it yet. We're rolling that back. That's what makes the world safer. We have a one-year breakout for 10 years, which is 8 months more than you have today. So we will have more time to respond. I mean, I think as people look at this, they will see. The alternative is have no inspectors, not know what Iran is doing, go back to where they are today with the ability to make a bomb, and then you're going to hear everybody say, uh-oh, we got to go bomb them now.